The presidents of the two major universities in the state of Oklahoma, David Bourne, former governor, former senator, of course, at the University of Oklahoma, and Burns Hargis, president of Oklahoma State University, the state's land-grant institution, they agree on one thing. No, it's not which football team is superior, but rather they agree on their concern about one particular state question here in 2010 that'll be on the ballot in November. State question 744, according to Burns Hargis, is something that could be very, very detrimental to the well-being of folks that want to attend college in the state of Oklahoma in the years to come.
Well, of course, under our state ethics rules, President Bourne and I are really prohibited from recommending how people vote. But what we can do, I think, is provide data and information to the citizens of Oklahoma so they can make their own judgment. Both President Bourne and I are strong advocates of common education. Obviously, it's their products that come to our universities. So we're very interested in everything we can possibly do to improve common education. But without a source of new revenue, and this does not provide any source of new revenue, it would result actually in over $1 billion increase over phasing in over 3 years to common ed. The impact on higher ed, and there'll be impact on all state agencies, of course, because our budget is not growing, is going to be such that we would probably have to increase tuition on average 15% to 20% a year for 3 years to get up to the amount of funds that we would lose. So we really would love to find ways to fund education better, top K through graduate school. The other thing that we have to think about with this is that it's benchmarked on the regional average. The problem, of course, is that there is no defined source of that information, and the reports that are out there, which are several, are usually lag 3 years. So you could be in a very good economy when those benchmarks were established, and be in a very bad economy now. I mean, if it was done in 2007, for example, you'd have very high regional averages, but you're implementing them in 2010.
Now, you know, as we think about 744 and how it is structured, it does obviously put common education at the front of the line for any state funding. That has impact, obviously, on your tuition cost. But for example, for the land grant component of OSU, your extension service, your experimental station, your research facilities, those guys don't get those type of tuition monies. What happens to those guys?
That's exactly right. And we've had that situation for quite a while because there is no independent direct funding of extension and experiment stations. So you're right. They can't. They don't have tuition in those agencies, and so it really exacerbates their problem considerably. So it's going to be a real struggle, and we'll have to come up with some very I think draconian approaches to deal with it.
Do you see what a combination of those tuition hikes plus, I guess, pretty tough belt-tightening type measures or what?
I think all that. You can't take the kind of money we're talking about out of the budget and not have dramatic financial reactions throughout the system.
Going back to the the proponents of 744, they say that money can be found, that you can eliminate some of the current exemptions and these type of things and come up with the monies. If 744 was passed, would you see enough increase or improvement in common education to maybe make some of these other decisions you'd have to make worthwhile?
Well, you would hope a dramatic increase in budget would result in a stronger performance, but it basically takes the legislature out of the appropriating business as far as common education is concerned, and basically puts it in the hands of the number crunchers. So I really don't see any rational way for us to deal with this with additional sources of revenues. There could no doubt be exemptions that are out there, and if this was tied to that, it would certainly help. But a lot of those things are in place because somebody powerful wants them there, and it's no certainty that they're gonna willingly give up what it is they have. I mean, many, I'm sure, believe that it provides incentives for various things that benefit the state economy.
Mm-hmm. Bottom line, as far as this particular question is concerned, how concerned are you about the possibilities of 744?
Well, I'm concerned about 2012, even without 744. It's going to be a tough year. And this will only make the challenge greater to deal with it. There's a really simple statistic that I think everybody needs to understand, and it's if there's a silver bullet for a strong economy, it is the percentage of your citizens that have college degrees. We have, if you look at the per capita income of a state and the percentage of college graduates in that state, you will see the correlation is linear. It's just straight across. So you have a lot of college graduates, you have a higher per capita income. And so I don't think we want to do anything to discourage the development of college graduates. Right now, Oklahoma State and OU graduate around the 60% range. So there's 40% of the people who start here that don't finish. And a lot of that is financial. And if you increase costs dramatically, I would see that problem getting even bigger. I think with the regional schools, the graduation rate is lower than that. So we really need to do a good job in common education, and we need to do a good job in higher education in turning out college graduates.
President of Oklahoma State University, Burns Hargis, who believes there are better ways to fund common education in Oklahoma at higher levels than State Question 744. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.